October 27th, Billy Sunday.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
Billy grew up in a log cabin in Iowa, and 10 members of his family, including his father, died before he turned 10. His mother had to send her remaining children to live in the soldiers' orphan home. But thanks to the love of his brother and Billy's love for baseball, he still became a star. With the Chicago White Stockings in 1883, Billy struck out his first 13 at-bats. But by 1890, with the Philadelphia Athletics, he was batting .261 and had stolen 84 bases. By this time, he had already been a Christian for 4 years. When he left baseball, he took a 2/3 cut in pay and became a preacher. Until Billy Graham came along, Billy Sunday preached to more people than any other preacher in history. He had preached the gospel to millions, leading about 300,000 of them to the Lord. Not everyone liked him, but he wasn't out to please people. He would say, "I'm against sin. I'll kick it as long as I've got a foot. I'll fight it as long as I have a fist. I'll butt it as long as I have a head. And I'll bite it as long as I've got a tooth. And when I'm old and fistless and footless and toothless, I'll gum it till I go home to glory and it goes home to perdition." On this date in 1935, Billy preached his final sermon.
Your gifts are designed and created by God. It's your responsibility to discover and develop them. Ever heard of Billy Sunday? You might have heard about his 8-year stint in professional baseball. He played for the Chicago White Stockings, now known as the Cubs, the Pennsylvania Athletics, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Billy wasn't a great hitter, but he stole bases like no one ever had. Billy had an amazing talent. He was fast. He believed that gift came from God. Billy could have used that speed to make a great deal of money and live a comfortable life as a professional baseball player. But he chose to use his gift to speak up for the Lord. Because of the courageous choice, when people hear the name Billy Sunday, they often remember a preacher whose defining characteristic was speed. But could God use speed in church? God designed that gift. He can use that gift for anything, no matter what kind of gift. One day when Billy and some other baseball players were walking around Chicago, a woman approached them and invited them to the Pacific Garden Mission. Billy started attending, and on one of those Sundays, he asked the Lord to take over his life. A year later, he accepted a job in the Chicago YMCA as an assistant secretary at $83.33 per month. And sometimes this even arrived 6 months overdue. Billy Sunday rejected a $500 a month baseball contract so he could serve Christ. Soon, Billy began preaching the Word of God. At first, he was subdued and acted like someone he wasn't. But soon, God showed Billy that the gift of speed he had used in baseball games was exactly what Billy was to use in his preaching. His athletic ability was perfect for the way he preached. Billy would impersonate a sinner trying to reach heaven like a ball player sliding for home and illustrate by running and sliding the length of the stage. Every story was a pantomime performance. His style made people curious. Soon he was filling up revival tents and campaigns across the entire country. His reputation for theatrics grew. He would charge back and forth, drop to his knees, jump, wave, and flop on the ground, all to preach the gospel. Billy Sunday was also a wordsmith. His turn of phrase, speedily delivered, had a way of grabbing audiences and ushering them into the kingdom of God. Here are some commonly used original quotes that Billy would use during his sermons. "You can find everything in the average church today, from a hummingbird to a turkey buzzard. Some people think they have to look like a hedgehog to be pious. Some people pray like a jackrabbit eating cabbage. Going to church," he said, "doesn't make a man a Christian any more than going to a garage makes him an automobile." Sunday's popularity grew. His antics made the people curious. What was he doing? They marveled at his agility and energy. As they were captured by his actions, they listened to his words. And because of the power of the word of God, thousands came to Christ. Billy Sunday became a preacher out of love for the Father. He wanted to serve God. Proverbs 22:29 says, "Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank." How can you maximize your God's skill today? Your gifts are designed and created by God. It's your responsibility to discover and develop them. He will do the rest.
Hey, 365 Christian Men. My name is Mike Mott. Today is October 27th. I'm coming to you from Jerusalem. So do you know what your gifts are? Do you know how God has specifically gifted you? I believe some of those gifts that are inside of us, you already know what they are. Some of them we use continually in our lives. But there's other gifts that are like little pieces of God that he's embedded inside of each one of us. He's tucked away inside of each one of us. And then he invites us to discover what they are, to go on a hunt, to go on a search until we find them, discover them, and then develop them, and then use them for the purposes of his kingdom as we serve him and walk with him. It's like the gift that you give to the friend, but first you give him 10 clues, and he has to discover each clue until he finally finds the gift. This is how I feel like some of the gifts that God has embedded inside of us are. They're pieces of who he is. And so as we discover those gifts and we use those gifts, people see God because they're a piece of who he is. And as we use that gift, then he's glorified. And we see this in Billy Sunday's story today. He is gifted in athletics and in baseball. But then as he begins to walk and trust the Lord down this journey of ministry, he begins to discover all different kinds of gifts. And so this is the challenge to us today, guys. Are you willing to begin to ask the Lord, what are those gifts that he's tucked inside of you that you don't even know about yet? Pieces of who he is that will be specific to you. They're different for you than they are for me. Things that he wants to use in this day, in this hour, in your life, through your life, to establish and to build his kingdom. Will you ask him what those are and begin looking at the clues to discover what those other gifts are that you haven't even seen yet that are tucked away inside of your life? This is the challenge today, guys. God bless you. Have a great day.